And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the show, program manager Manny Pila describes several Hollywood Community Redevelopment Agency projects bringing art, culture, and excitement to downtown Hollywood. Renowned chef Norman Van Aken continues his series, A Word on Food. And today's arts calendar features Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs, with enticing Miami-Dade events. Serving as a showcase for the performing and media arts, welcoming people from all backgrounds and economic means, the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center in Cutler Bay continues to present world-class talent in their facilities, together with educational offerings for all ages. Managed by the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs with funding support from the Office of the Miami-Dade County Mayor and Board of County Commissioners, the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center continues its dedication to providing access to the arts for the entire South Florida community and tourists enjoying our area. With us today to catch up on the explosion of arts presentations happening at the center is their general manager, Mr. Eric Fliss. And welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat, Eric.
Thanks, Ed. Thanks for having me here.
Glad to have you here. We've got to catch up with you. So much going on down in at the Cultural Arts Center. Let's start off with, please describe your magnificent facilities there that Arquitectonica designed and so many other great design outfits endeavored in.
Absolutely. The South Dade Cultural Arts Center is becoming the landmark and architectural icon of South Dade, of South Miami-Dade. Built by Arquitectonica, it has a 900-seat full performing arts center with all the bells and whistles that any great performing arts center would have. We have a black box theater that is a flexible performance space, and that's where we primarily hold our cabaret series. And then we have a whole activities building, which is really our educational center, which contains a performance space we call the lab theater, a rehearsal studio, and a classroom. Mm-hmm. And then the building opens up to a grand backyard, which a backyard concert lawn that's abutted by the Black Creek Canal. So it's a waterfront performing arts center.
And the beautiful plaza, you have events outside in the plaza as well, don't you? Can you describe that for us?
Absolutely. A beautiful plaza between the two buildings with a beautiful planting and bamboo. And quite often we hold receptions or VIP pre-show or post-show meet and greets. And this next week we'll have the All Kids Included Festival, where there'll be performance, face painters, and all types of activities happening out on the plaza.
Now, you tell me that you kind of minimize your programming for these brief few months to accommodate graduation ceremonies. And how's that going?
Well, I think the South Dade Cultural Arts Center plays a very big role in the South Dade community. Mm-hmm. Prior to the opening, really the only place to have a gathering would be at a local high school or a church, you know, mm-hmm. or a religious building. And now the South Dade Center has a great spot for graduation. So many of the public and private schools in the South Dade area really needed the South Dade Center to have their graduation and their end of the year recital. So a lot of the dance studios. So we kind of pull back in the month of May and June and let the community who needs the building as a place for them to have their activities have run of the building, to say.
How have you used, in my terms, your backyard abutting the creek there? I think that would be a marvelous Earth Day location or something along those lines. Do you put up a lot of tents back there?
Well, at any given time, you can find our guest artists from the north sunbathing themselves out on the back outside lawn. For the All Kids Included Festival, you'll find a rock wall and a dragon slide, and then we're putting all our food vendors with under tent. So it's kind of like a fun and food festival out on the back lawn. We hope to, at some point, have a capital campaign to have a permanent band shell out there.
Oh, wow.
So then we would do the, you know, kind of blankets and wine and family sitting out on a blanket and listening to some music under the stars when the weather allows for that.
So. Wow. I hear Frank Gehry might be available to design that. He's doing that for Young Arts, as you well know. Your lovely wife works for Young Arts.
That's correct.
We're excited that a new amphitheater is going to pop up just north of our studios
area here.
Mm-hmm. Just very exciting. The explosion continues. Eric, there's a lot of competition for the entertainment and education dollar here in South Florida now. How has the reception been for your first few years of operation? Your past, you're almost wrapping up your second season.
That's correct. It's our second season, and I think at right from the start, the education component is an integral part of the culture of the South Dade Cultural Arts Center. Mm. So it is our mission to connect all of our artists with the community and the community with the artists. And through those opportunities, we tend to bring in our artists a few days early, and we'll send them out into the school system. And we'll also provide classes on campus, primarily on the weekends, Saturday mornings. You can find some sort of activity happening where one of our guest artists is giving a lectem or a class, a participatory class, and they're all free. So we're kind of capitalizing on the fact that we're already bringing our artists into town, and for a few extra dollars, we can build a whole educational component onto their performance engagement. So in that way, we're maximizing. We don't have to take extra plane trips or extra hotel, maybe an extra night in a hotel. Mm-hmm. But for that, we get such a great return and such great civic engagement.
That's magnificent. Now, you tell me that you did just that this morning.
That's correct.
Tell us a little
That's
more.
Correct. Last night, the Hot Club of San Francisco arrived, and this morning they provided a very special performance for the local schools from the Dade County Public School and some of the private schools, as well as a group of seniors from the town of Cutler Bay.
Ah.
So it was kind of an intergenerational experience, which was really, really fun. And what they did was they brought some classic and little-known silent films. Some of them were animation or claymation. Mm. Some of them were, you know, the more traditional tie you to the train tracks kind of silent films, and they scored the music live underneath the film. And it was a great experience for these young kids to actually sit in a theater together, socializing. It's not a watching it on a computer, but to sit there and to have and be engaged by the artist, and then as well as the seniors, kind of a little bit of a walk down memory lane. And they all got to have a little Q&A after and ask some questions and share their experiences together. So it's atypical of the type of work we'll do. And then tomorrow, actually, at 1 o'clock, the Hot Club of San Francisco, we're providing a free performance in the afternoon. It's a family-friendly performance for parents and kids to bring their families at 1 o'clock and come into our cabaret and have a free performance of the Hot Club.
Wow, you guys are too generous.
Well, it is part of our mission.
Thank goodness for grants.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for the mayor, the Office of the Mayor, and the Board of County Commissioners.
Now, tell us about the center's educational offerings in depth, if you will, in our remaining 4 minutes of this segment. Any summer camps planned for the kids and adult classes?
Well, first of all, I have to give out a big shout out to Carla Hill, who's our manager of our education and outreach program. She is from the community. She mm-hmm. grew up in that area. She was an educator with at the New World School of the Arts, and also worked in social services before she joined us at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. And she does a dynamic job of making sure all our artists are out there in the community and engaging with the community. This summer, we have the Greater Miami Youth Symphony. Mm. They're one of our partner organizations, and they're providing a summer camp of 4 weeks, music camp for advanced music. So they take over the whole building because they use every room for practicing small ensembles to individual lessons. And then later on July 17th, we have a group called Street Beat coming to the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. And that's a collaboration between us, the South Dade Cultural Arts Center, and CultureShockMiami.com.
Oh, great service.
And Street Beat is an urban dance and drum troupe, and they utilize basically junk and household items and found items, and they turn them into drums and percussion events, and they use a kind of urban street choreography. And that will be on the 17th, but on the 16th, we're going to have a free performance for the local camps, and on the morning of the 17th, we're also going to have a little workshop for the community. So the best way for people to learn about these workshops is to actually join us on Facebook, because this allows us to communicate with folks en masse when opportunities come up last minute, a workshop or a lesson or a free performance. So either through our Facebook page, or obviously if they come to our website at smdcac.org, they can sign our mailing list, and then they'll receive information as well.
Your adult classes even include exercise. Zumba is coming to South Dade.
That's right. That's right.
That's great.
Yeah, we've had a local instructor who really wanted to be able to reach out to the community and didn't have a great facility. And we have a beautiful dance rehearsal studio with a great sound system and mirrors and everything that you need and a beautiful floor. So starting next week on Tuesday through Thursday, there are Zumba classes at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center.
Eric Fliss, our guest, general manager of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. That's located at 10950 Southwest 211th Street, Cutler Bay. For more info, you can call 786-573-5300 or go to their website at smdcac.org or, as Eric says, check them out on Facebook. If you're heading south on the turnpike from parts north, take exit 11. And boom, you'll be right there. It's a great access. And we'll be back for one more segment with Mr. Fliss to talk about his wonderful band in residence tonight and tomorrow, the Hot Club of San Francisco. And that's the music of the Hot Club of San Francisco. They're performing a presentation called Postcards from Gypsy Land tonight at 8:30 and tomorrow, two shows, 8:30 and 10:30. And our guest, Eric Fliss, the general manager of the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, will tell us even more about their summer events. And hopefully we'll have enough time to take a look at this incredible new season coming up in the fall. Eric, this is exciting. How did you discover the Hot Club of San Francisco?
Actually, I was at one of the showcases. There's a national conference up in New York every year called the Arts Presenters, APAP. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you spend a week running around to every club.
Losing sleep.
Yeah, and you know, it's a tough job, but you have to go to, you know, you have to stay up all night, go to every nightclub in town, and then the Joyce Theater and see every dance show that's available and try to catch the off-Broadway and the next hottest show. But I saw them put together a great little set, and I thought it would be a great way to see them in an intimate environment as the cabaret is. We only seat about 110 people in there, and it's table style.
People. The intimacy is so attractive.
It really kind of it breaks down the fourth wall. There's no fourth wall between you and the performers, and there's a lot of interaction between the audience and the artist. So it really makes it a lot of fun. These first two shows tonight at 8:30, tomorrow 8:30 are almost sold out, and there's a few tickets left for the 10:30 show tomorrow night as well.
Plus, they're playing for the kids tomorrow afternoon.
And they're playing for the kids tomorrow afternoon.
You're working these. Yeah. These folks.
But, you know, that's what it's all about, right?
Yes. And I'm sure they love it.
Yeah, yeah. And then later, next month in May, we have a wonderful songstress, Connie James, coming down. And she's spent much of her time as a famed nightclub and studio singer in New York. And she'll be bringing some of the great American songbooks, the Gershwin and the Porter. But she also plays what we consider contemporary James Taylor, Stevie Wonder, Chaka Khan, Joni Mitchell, and her arrangements. So she's got a great little jazz band.
That's the new Great American Songbook.
Yeah, that is. Absolutely. Absolutely. And we love to bring it up. And then on May 4th, I really have to – I can't tell you enough about this event. This is the All Kids Included Free Family Fun Festival. Mm-hmm. And it is just – we engage the entire campus of the South Dade Cultural Arts Center. Mm. On the main stage, we have Kevin Spencer, who is an illusionist. And the interesting thing about Kevin is Kevin had actually suffered an injury as a young man and found that magic was one of the best ways for him to recover. Physical therapy, you know, through the dexterity of magic and concentration. And so he is actually developed a whole curriculum of arts education through magic. But he's a big illusion guy. You know, he's going to make the tiger disappear on stage.
Whoa.
Yeah. So we have Kevin Spencer, and then we have a big lineup of other singing, dance, and musicians – all throughout the facility, a backyard concert lawn. We're going to have the dragon slide and the rock climbing wall and food vendors. And then Culture Shock is sponsoring a stage, an outside stage as well. And we'll have local dance groups from Mays Middle School. We have Steel Pan artists coming out. We have hip-hop and DJs. So it's all day long.
Teen DJs, I hear.
That's correct. Wow. That's correct. So it's all day long on May 4th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Last year, we had about 3,000-plus people, and we Great. Anticipate that same kind of turnout for this year.
What fun. And the list goes on. More information at their website at SMDCAC, as in South Miami-Dade, culturalartscenter.org, and on Facebook. My gosh, the list goes on and on. American Sign Language Storyteller, and on and on. As we mentioned, adult classes, kids' classes, summer camp. Did we touch on that? We touched briefly on it.
Through the Greater Miami Youth Symphony. That's the camp that we have this year.
Do camps and educational classes, are they year-round at your facility?
The educational opportunities are year-round. A lot of the camps are organized through the Parks Department. Mm. So, again, we're not here to compete with folks. We're here to enhance their experience. So, again, we create events, and we invite the Parks Department to bring their camps to the events that we have, whether it is the street beat or maybe a recital for the Greater Miami Youth Symphony. They'll have a final performance, and they bring camps and family members.
Collaborations between various arts groups are really vital these days, aren't mm-hmm. they, for the survival of the arts and presenters, facilities like yours. Is the commercial community coming to support you all in your various endeavors? I see that Mercedes-Benz of Cutler Bay is helping you out, present the Hot Club of San Francisco. Or is it still a hard draw to bring in the corporate organizations?
Well, as far as sponsorship, it's still, you know, people are still figuring out, you know, who we are and mm-hmm. what the dynamics are, and realizing that we're reaching 50 to 100,000 people a year starts wow. to, you know, we start to have these kind of numbers that I think people realize are very effective, you know, for a medium-sized performing arts center. Mm-hmm. More so, it's very interesting to see now that other local presenters are discovering that the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center is a great place for them to bring their artists. So folks like the Rhythm Foundation and some of the other types of organizations that have typically presented in other places are looking now at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center as a viable place for them to bring great music and great art.
Tell me if you need volunteers within our broadcast area. Can
Absolutely.
Our listeners help you out?
Evelyn Sullivan is our volunteer manager, mm-hmm. and through our website at smdcac.org, there's a tab that you can click for volunteers, and you submit your name, and Evelyn will call you. We use volunteers during the day if people are available when we have kid shows like today, and also, obviously also in the evening to help with the duties of ushering and our general needs during performance times.
Marvelous. Now, before we talk about your new season, let's talk about the flexible ticket packages you'll be offering, and when will that take effect?
Well, available as of July 30th, we are kind of having a build-your-own subscription for this coming season. People have
Smart.
Asked us for a while, and I don't really feel like we need to force a dance series or a music series. I think our offerings are so eclectic, and people have the ability to kind of look through it all. I'd love for people to just look through it and build their own season. And they'll be offered discounts to their tickets as they build and their subscription and their packages get bigger.
Mm. I mean, that's a great idea. Well, you know, we should have had this happening for decades
Absolutely.
Ago, particularly, as I mentioned, with our cable TV subscriptions. But don't get me started. Let's get into your new season. I'm blown away, and I think you should be credited and your staff for bringing into South Dade just exceptional artists that would not have been brought into our area. Really marvelous production decisions, and congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. I think that's one of the things we strive for, is to be a boutique theater. We're not the largest performing arts center in Miami-Dade County or Broward, for that matter. So we have to find artists, I think, that you won't get to see anywhere else.
And so, a marvelous compliment, certainly.
Well, thank you. Yeah, starting in October, we are actually bringing back for the first time an artist that we've presented once before, Diavolo, which is a dance theater performance group. We had them prior to our grand opening to kind of test out the building and see how it works. And really just a great response. And they are bringing a piece this year called Transit Space, and it is based on the skateboard culture. And so it is dance and movement, but it's also mixed in with gymnastics. It's very physical, and they'll have giant ramps on stage where they will, as dancers and movers, use those ramps to propel themselves through space.
Whoa.
It'll be very exciting. Early in November, we're going to have the Stanley Clark, and he's going to be playing with the Harlem String Quartet.
Phenomenal bassist for decades, Stanley Clark. I can't believe it.
Yeah. We received a beautiful grant from South Arts to bring in the Fisk Jubilee Singers, and that is, again, along with our educational program, their musical director will be with us for the better part of a week, and he is going to be working with the Coral Reef Senior High Chorus. And together at the end of the week, it'll be a culmination of the Coral Reef Senior High School kids performing with the Fisk Jubilee Choir.
Great interaction.
Yeah. We have a tango show, our first tango show at the center. Five musicians, a tango singer, and seven dancers. And it should just be a night of really entertaining exotic dancing. Our first Broadway show was A Chorus Line this year, and we sold out. It was a huge success. So this year we're bringing in the Broadway touring company of Godspell. And two performances, so we think we can sell out the house twice. The audience response was that enthusiastic for it.
I'm sure you will.
And then one of my favorites, Kurt Elling, will be joining us in January. Kurt is just an amazing jazz vocalist, two-time Grammy nominated. He's got an album out right now called the 619 Broadway, the Brill Building Project. And it really takes the Brill Building was a famous building where songwriters went to compose, and they would get these little rooms and pianos because people didn't have home studios back then. So Stevie Wonder and Carly Simon and all of those folks created great works of art.
Carole King. Building.
Exactly. And so he goes to – he uses that the Brill Building as a launching stone for all the music that he sings in that night. So it should be really great.
Wonderful that a lot of new young jazz vocalists are in essence crowning the music we all grew up with as a second generation of a great American songbook a material. It really needs to be addressed in that way, I think, and Kurt is certainly doing it.
Absolutely. And for those performances or some of these performances, we're going to work with the University of Miami, and we'll have the Mancini Institute opening up for some of these artists.
Wow.
Really excited that our first ballet company will be at the theater for not for the Nutcracker, but for a contemporary performance called Complexions Dance. Desmond Richardson is the artistic director, and really a beautiful, beautiful company. Take Six will be joining us this year as a follow-up.
That is a blockbuster show.
The touring company of Driving Miss Daisy. And we have a tribute to Coltrane, and it's Pancho Sanchez and his Latin jazz band with special guest James Carter.
That's a heavy jazz show. That's a great booking, Eric.
Yeah. Seraphic Fire will return. We have a big week of—
They sell out, I'm sure.
Every time. We're bringing in a huge children's dance and singing group called Spirit of Uganda. They're actually from Uganda, and they'll be with us for 3 days, joining the local public school kids and celebrating it on a final Saturday with a big public performance.
So most of these performers will interact wonderfully, as you all have done in the past and will continue to do, with the South Florida community.
Exactly.
And the students.
A lot of them will be providing either going into the school systems or providing classes on Saturday or a public a dance class or a music lecture day.
Eric Fliss, changing lives.
Thank you,
Ed. Changing
lives,
man.
I appreciate that.
The general manager, Eric Fliss, of South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. More info at smdcac.org. They're on Facebook, and you can call them directly at 786-573-5300. Maybe you want to volunteer and help out this wonderful organization. Good luck, Eric. A super season coming up, and we'll have you back.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate the opportunity.
Don't forget Hot Club of San Francisco tonight and tomorrow.
It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, renowned chef Norman Van Aken continues his series, A Word on Food, and our Miami-Dade Arts Calendar features Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Downtown Hollywood, Florida continues its exciting offerings of art and cultural events. Founded in 1979, the Downtown District of Hollywood Community Redevelopment Agency, or Hollywood CRA, has instituted numerous programs designed to encourage a thriving social, cultural, and economic environment within its 580-acre district. The Hollywood CRA's commitment to the arts is reawakening the downtown district with throngs of locals and tourists. We recently spoke to Manuel Pila, the CRA's program manager, to give us all the details. And we want to welcome Manuel Pila, program manager for the Hollywood CRA. There's a lot of excitement, as always, going up in Hollywood, so we want to find out about that today, sir. Let's start out with a little foundation information. Tell us about the Hollywood CRA. How was it created? Why was it created? What's its mission?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show, Ed. And it's always a pleasure to be here and spread the word. The Hollywood CRA is a community redevelopment agency started by the city many years ago with the task of redeveloping the beach in the downtown, which are historic, authentic beach areas in South Florida, and kind of redeveloping them physically as well as economically, and that includes art and culture and tourism.
I really love the Broadwalk. It takes me back to when I was a teenager and we had one up where I grew up in, and it's just magnificent. It seems small town, comfortable. Do you still have concerts at the old Johnson Street Band Shell?
We do have concerts there at the Beach Theater or the Band Shell. In fact, 5 days a week, you've got concerts there in the evenings and occasionally some major events. And there are going to be some renovations happening at that in the very near future as well.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully the Band Shell will stay.
The Band Shell will stay. It's Great. Only going to be improved.
Great. Thank you so much for keeping that wonderful. That probably goes back to the WPA project in World War II, I would believe,
or even earlier. Does.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about things that are going on now up in Hollywood. Of course, the Arts Park Experience is very exciting. Tell us a little bit about the past history of the Arts Park Experience and tell us about the award you all will be given very shortly.
Well, we're very excited about this. You know, about a year ago, we began a new cultural concert series with the Rhythm Foundation here out of South Florida producing.
Bravo.
Of course, a premier world music concert producer and presenter here in South Florida for 25 years or more.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to showcase different cultures in the new Hollywood Arts Park Amphitheater, which is beautiful and brand new and a perfect place to, you know, bring 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people to see a free concert.
Mm-hmm.
And we began it with the Spock Frevel Orchestra about a year ago. And they were coming from the Lincoln Center to come here and play. This was a major deal, their first Florida performance as part of their first American tour. And they're a huge 19-piece Frevel Carnival Jazz Orchestra from Pernambuco, Brazil. And their concert here was a smash. And it set off our concert series on a great note. But now it's being honored as the best concert by a group by the Brazilian International Press Awards coming up at the beginning of May. And we're very honored that they chose that concert.
Oh, congratulations on that. That's marvelous. So this is an ongoing free event. When's your next one?
Well, the next one will be Colors of the Caribbean, and that's going to be June 15th. And it's going to feature music and art and food from many different Caribbean nations, Trinidad and Jamaica. And there's a lot of representation. You have junk canoe parades, all sorts of fun things going to be going on. It was a huge success last year. We had Marcia Griffiths last year and David Rutter.
Wow.
And this is really only going to be bigger and better and a wonderful place to take your family. It's absolutely free and totally a family affair.
That's marvelous. We hope to have Mr. Asa Seeley join us a few weeks before that June event.
Asa is the man.
He's the man. Now, so much going on, as we always say, in Hollywood, on Hollywood Beach and Hollywood Boulevard. The Downtown Hollywood Mural Project is moving forward. What has happened lately?
Well, the Mural Project is a way that we have of bringing very wonderful and creative artists to leave their imprint, so to speak, on the walls of downtown Hollywood. It's also a great way to beautify the town. But the mural project brings artists in, many of them doing music-themed murals because this is a music district, music and entertainment district. And the next one will be featured at the Art Walk, which is going to be May 18th, Saturday, May 18th, where you'll be able to see the completed murals from some very talented muralists here from South Florida, Dos Alas and Evoca One. And these are going to be available for anybody to come up and see as part of the Art Walk. And the Art Walk is sort of like a gallery night through downtown Hollywood where many of the different businesses become an art gallery for the night. And there's live music and cool things going on throughout the entire downtown.
How many galleries now in the Hollywood area?
Well, there's a brand new one that just came in on Harrison Street. It's going to be a major gallery space. We've got a few throughout. And what happens is many of the restaurants and the wine bars and all these different places, they put up art as well. So for the night, they really are a gallery as well. So it really becomes kind of a happening. It involves the arts parks, visual arts gallery as well. And so throughout the downtown, you can walk around and check out all these different artists and these different scenes.
So we have the iconic face of the Mona Lisa coming to downtown Hollywood. It makes me think of the iconic face of Audrey Hepburn on North Miami Avenue in the Wynwood District here, closer to the station. But magnificent. So you all will accomplish how many murals over the course of any given year?
Well, we're doing one or two a month.
Wow.
So they're moving pretty nicely along. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you might miss a month and have two next one. But, you know, I would say it's in that area of about a dozen or so that happened throughout a year.
Our guest, Mr. Manuel Pila, the program manager of the Hollywood CRA, is joining us to tell us about all the excitement. And the third Saturday Art Walk is coming up very shortly. Tell us a little bit more about that. And live music, any bands you could mention?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of live music that happens throughout the entire area. And we've got clubs in there that carry every type of music you can think of. Places like the Big Easy, where you've got blues and you've got New Orleans music. And Ginger Bear, you're going to have a lot of Caribbean music. Spice, you've got a lot of Latin music. You have flamenco. You have a wide variety of music in the district. And also on Saturday nights in the Arts Park, there's a free concert series of local acts called Arts Park Live, where you can come out at 9 o'clock and every single Saturday see some local band of some type laying it down for you absolutely for free and absolutely family-friendly.
Wow, the city of Hollywood is really creating a ton of excitement. It's so marvelous to see happen. The next Art Walk, once again, Saturday, May 18th at 7 p.m. More information available at 954-924-2980, or I'm sure your website, Manuel, is just beautiful, hollywoodcra.org. Any other sources for information?
Well, also, gohollywoodfla.com is a good source of information. There's more cool things coming up in the near future. We've got a Cinema Paradiso coming into downtown Hollywood.
Right.
You'll be able to go see art films and get involved in a film series. And, of course, Fliff will be coming in there and programming that.
Gregory Von Hausch has done a marvelous job with that.
Fantastic. And Alan Coslow as well. Mm-hmm. They're really like working on that. And we should have that coming out about the end of the summer.
Thanks for joining us, Manuel Pila, once again the program manager and director of communications for the Hollywood CRA. This is so exciting. Bravo to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Ed. Thank you so much for having us here on the show, and thank you for everything you do for the community.
Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat. Ed Bell with you. It's quite an honor for us to include the renowned chef Norman Van Aken on the show. Here's his segment, A Word on Food.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, the banana bread man. He used to call it out on the streets of Old Key West. Banana bread, get your hot banana bread, and don't blame me when it's gone. His fat, tired, rusty bicycle seemed like it might flip over frontward with the carefully stacked freight of banana bread that filled his basket. He pushed down on the wooden pedals with old but muscular calves. He had his roots. His tropically sun-bleached eyes had dimmed in power, but his instincts knew where to find the tourists like a captain knows where to find the fish, long after the colors of the water and the sky slide together. Damn, he was good. Everyone smiled when they saw him coming. I know he had some regular stops, plying his wares the way the other bicycle peddlers did with Yellowtail Snapper in the early mornings when I first got to town. It was a thriving street market commerce back then. Banana trees abound in Old Town Key West, their fragrance intertwined with the gardenia, salt water, and sweat of the dreamy days. Southeast Asian farmers probably were the first to domesticate bananas. The cultivation goes back at least to 5,000 B.C. There is some evidence that the prophet Muhammad enjoyed bananas, but he was too early for our banana bread man to truly find the best. Bananas were introduced to the Americas by Portuguese sailors who brought the fruits from West Africa, along with slaves, of course. The very word banana is of West African origin. The banana bread man cooked in a house in the Bahama Village area of Key West, the house he was born in, I imagine. One of the charms of living there was the span of village life. Generations were born and raised on the same block. I met a number of residents who had never left Key West. "Why should I go anywhere?" they'd ask. "I like it fine here in old Cayo Hueso." I could imagine his kitchen. The heady smells of mashed, rich, ripe bananas, brown sugar, and more than a hint of rum mixing in with the toasty nuts from his old stove, and the equally woozy, drunken scent of vanilla, enough to make the bees swoon. Through the wide-open windows, his banana bread perfumes sauntered out into the leafy neighborhood. I'm sure little children would go wild thinking of ways to get some of their very own manna for free. When did he cook his banana bread, I wonder now? Was it in the middle of the night, so as to work when the sun would finally roll over its heavy weight, like a drowsy lover? Or perhaps he would slip the yellow golden loaves in the ovens around noon, and then pedal his bike over to the Bottle Cap Bar on Simonton Street, or Shea Shea's on Truman for a ball game on the tube and a few cold bush blue runners to relax before he could go home, wrap them in paper bags, and then head down to Mallory Square's nightly sunset celebration to make his living. "Banana bread, banana bread, get your hot banana bread, and don't blame me when it's gone. See you in the next world, banana man, and I'll be coming hungry." I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Norman Van Aken is the author of My Key West and is also the director of restaurants for the Miami Culinary Institute and Tuyo in downtown Miami. Be sure to tune in this Saturday morning at 8:34 on Weekend Edition to hear Chicken Curry. And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And today we welcome back Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Deborah, it's been too long, and I know there's so much going on in the beautiful Miami-Dade County.
Just an insane amount of stuff, so I'm going to get right to it with your permission.
Please.
Again, it is that wonderful time of year, the opening weekend of the 15th Annual Miami Gay and Lesbian Film Festival. It opens tonight and runs through Sunday, May 5th. And there are venues all over town included, from Gusman Center downtown to the Miami Beach Cinematheque and the Colony Theater to O Cinema. So get out and check out all of the magnificent 65 films that they're going to be screening over the next 10 days. And there'll also be awards given to the likes of James Franco and Travis Matthews. Just a stellar, stellar lineup. And we're just so thrilled that our 15th annual Miami Gay and Lesbian Film Festival is celebrating that anniversary this year. Tomorrow is just, again, another one of my favorite events, and that's the International Art and Storytelling Family Festival Day at our main library here in downtown Miami. It runs all day from 10 a.m. to 4:30, and it is just an extraordinary, fun family event. There's free admission and free parking, so no excuses. And there are fabulous things for kids. Kids can dress up as their favorite characters and join a character parade for kids under the age of 12. For teens, there's a special teen zone area with zombie attack and video gaming and rock performances. There's face painting and magicians and copaita and flamenco and Bollywood dancing. And just a thrilling, thrilling, fun-filled day. Great family day. And the weather's supposed to be spectacular on Saturday. So definitely get out and enjoy that. Fun for the whole family. Also on Saturday, it's movie night at the Coral Gables Museum. They're going to be screening the 1953 romantic comedy Roman Holiday, starring Gregory Peck and Audrey Hepburn. So a fun night to go see a great film at the Coral Gables Museum. Also Saturday night, Carlos Varela and his band are going to be headlining at Miami-Dade County Auditorium. A phenomenal, phenomenal Cuban musician. Definitely get out and take in his concert. Also this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, we're celebrating the National Children's Theater Festival, Kids Fest Family Weekend at the Actors Playhouse at the Miracle Theater in Coral Gables. Again, a phenomenally fun and incredible celebration of the creativity and tremendous art that comes out of our young people. So a fun festival over at Actors Playhouse. Saturday and Sunday, we'll also be enjoying the New World Symphony concert under the baton of Michael Tilson Thomas. It's Saturday at 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 over at the New World Center in Miami Beach. And that program features the Brahms Violin Concerto and Mahler Symphony No. 4. The O Miami Poetry Festival and a couple of great closing events coming up. If you hang anywhere near the Betsy Hotel on South Beach, you can take in a bunch of events, everything from the freehand to new voices to poetry is for the dogs to O Poesia. And it just continues on and on all this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 27th and 28th. Also Sunday afternoon, the 28th, we have the Amarnay String Quartet Chamber Concert at the Coral Gables Museum, a fun, wonderful event as always. And then another free screening coming up at the New World Center on the Giant Wall this Wednesday night. They'll be screening Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Fun, again, great family stuff. There's just no excuse to keep yourselves inside the next 2 weeks. Opening next Wednesday and running through June 2nd at the Miami Theater Center in Miami Shores is the production of Inanna and the Hullabaloo Tree. This is one of the world's oldest stories brought to life by our very own Stephanie Anson, and it's a delightful, spectacular, beautiful production. So get over to the Miami Theater Center. On Friday night, May 3rd, the Adrian Arsh Center is presenting the Miami Symphony Orchestra under the baton of conductor Eduardo Matore. And it's an all-Brahms program that evening with none less than Philippe Entremont performing Brahms Piano Concerto No. 1. So definitely an amazing set of concerts over next weekend. Also next weekend, Miami City Ballet concludes its incredible 2012-13 season. The program features Jerome Robbins' Piano Ballet Dances at a Gathering and George Balanchine's Slaughter on 10th Avenue. The season's been unbelievable, so if you haven't gotten to the ballet or have and want to catch them before the season's over, now is your time. Also next Saturday, the New World Symphony is performing Beethoven's Fifth. This is under the baton of Marek Janowski, and it, again, is a just incredible powerhouse of a work, so definitely go check out our New World Symphony next Saturday. Next Sunday, the Sunday Afternoons of Music Concert Series features a Cypress String Quartet. That's over at the Gusman Concert Hall at the University of Miami. Again, a fabulous program. And Sunday, going back north in the county, the Reynolds Park Love Inn is back. This is a time to celebrate and hearken back to the music, vintage clothing, and memorabilia of the 9th annual Reynolds Park Love Inn. All 1960s headlining are the Rascals. So go check that out. The park is open from 11 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. I also want to remind everybody that we are about to be in the midst of Miami Museum Month. This is a phenomenal celebration of the great museums that are all throughout our county. There are special offers where you can buy one admission and get one free, or you can become a member of one museum in May and then have a free admission to all of them. It's a super promotion. Please get out and enjoy all that our museums have to offer. Over the next 3 weeks, the Locust Project is celebrating its 15th anniversary with a series of special events, including Locust Talks, a new series of free public lectures by visiting arts professionals from all over the country. And continuing over the next 3 weeks complementing the Locust Talks, the visiting curators and directors will be visiting studios throughout South Florida, introducing people in a very personal way to artists and an artist outsider's insight into their work. So it's a great way to learn about art, to develop relationships with artists, and to be guided through the whole experience. Really spectacular, and congratulations to Locust on their 15th anniversary. And then, of course, we have the Gables Gallery Night and Downtown Miami First Friday Art Walk, both Friday, May 3rd. May 4th, of course, the Art Center South Florida Studio Crawl. And also on May 4th, that Saturday, is a spectacular, wonderful event at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, the All Kids Included Festival. It is a spectacular day of great celebrations of arts with kids of all ages and families who can engage in the arts together. It's a great day, so get down to the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center on May 4th.
Deborah, where can we find out more information about these and other events?
Please check out our website, which is miamidadearts.org, all one word, that's miamidadearts.org.
That's the always wonderfully informative Deborah Margold, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Thanks so much, Deborah, and great weekend to you.
Thanks so much, Ed.
Let me mention before we wrap it up today, students, CultureShockMiami.com is your pass to the arts for inexpensive tickets to music, theater, museums, festivals, dance, events, and much more, such as at the Manuel Artime Theater, April 28th, the Three Latin Tenors, Savannah Disputation, April 25th, the Piano Slam No. 5, May 2nd, at the Arsch Center for the Performing Arts. It's a free concert, but you must have a reserve ticket. Also at the Arsch, Voice Competition on April 27th, and at the Coral Gables Museum, Italian Vistas, April 28th. For more information, visit CultureShockMiami.com for inexpensive tickets to these and many other South Florida arts and cultural events. Where we broadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every Friday night at 7 o'clock on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our beautiful website at WLRN.org for more information. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. Adrian Kennedy is our executive producer. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Special thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner, and our contributors, Norman Van Aken and Deborah Margold. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information at 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend. And please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.